Hi. Today I'm going to be talking about the state of friendship and why I think it has basically fallen off a cliff compared to past generations, both in terms of quantity and quality. Our friendships have significantly decreased over time. There have been quite a few studies that all really point in the same direction that Millennials and Gen Z have fewer friends than people did in the past. Also, the number of people who say they have literally zero good friends is up to 12% now compared to just 3% in 1990. And that's a pretty big jump, and it's saying a lot because if you've ever been in that position, you know that the difference between having one good friend and none at all feels pretty massive. So, in order to talk about how I think we've ended up here, I want to start way at the beginning, pre-group of friends, pre-friend, pre-acquaintance even, and just start at the baseline of interacting with other humans. Before you ever even get to the point of making a friend, it has to start with just being around other people. In big groups or small groups, doesn't really matter. Just being around people and getting an idea of how to talk and act and socialize. And here is basically where the first huge roadblock for younger generations today comes up that was not in place not that long ago. And that's young people are just inside more often. How are we supposed to get used to having in-person conversations and just feeling normal around other people when so much of the time we're indoors by ourselves? And it's not necessarily because Gen Z is all born afraid of going outside and seeing other humans. It's just that it's been a generation where you grow up learning how to do things online instead of what used to require going outside for our parents and grandparents. They went to the movie theater, we watch Hulu and Netflix inside. They went to the mall, we go shopping online. They went out to eat at restaurants, and we order from a delivery app. Not to say that young people don't go out to restaurants today. Of course they do. We always will. But not so long ago, the option to stay inside and get restaurant food from DoorDash wasn't even an option. It didn't exist. Even admin type activities that aren't really fun and probably wouldn't lead to making a new friend, now they all have an online option. And it used to at least open up the opportunity to talk to a stranger. In the times where we do leave our house today, it's probably in our car alone compared to public transport or even further back, walking in public and just seeing other people on the street. There has been a massive rise in online schooling, homeschooling, and online work, or basically working from home. And those areas, school and work, have forever served as massive hotspots for building up friends. If you aren't in person for those two things, you are at a huge disadvantage when it comes to friendships. There's also been this phenomenon lately about the death of the third place, a physical area that you can go that doesn't cost very much money, and it serves to basically build community and talk to strangers. Gen Z is seeing fewer options of these third places than there were in the past, and I think partly because of that, are forgetting how to socialize and just be around other people if they ever learned how to begin with. It's not to say that we have nowhere to go to meet people, but the vibe of the places that remain is just different and I think less conducive to socializing. So, what used to be some amazing places to go and meet other people are now okay places to go and meet other people. Like, for example, the gym. This could definitely be considered a third place. But if you go into a gym now, it's completely different to how gyms used to look 20 years ago or 30 years ago. Everyone is either has their headphones in and are listening to something, or they're looking at their phone, or if by some miracle they're not doing those two things, they're looking at one of the TV screens that the gym has posted up everywhere. And this goes for bars as well. Bars are still extremely social environments, and I think they always will be, but bars didn't used to have screens, and they do today. It's just taking it a step down, and having screens around makes it easier for us to drown out the people around us, and easier to ignore them or forget that they're there. And of course, we always have our permanent safety blanket with us, even if we're ending up somewhere that doesn't have screens on the walls. We can always look at our phone. And honestly, how approachable is that? If you see someone on their phone, it's like giving a social cue, hey, I'm busy right now. I'm not interested in striking up a conversation with someone. Please don't talk to me. There's many other examples of this too. Like, I'm talking about when we're having a little friendship snack instead of a full friendship meal. We feel like we have enough to get by, but this is what I'm talking about when I say quality of friendships has decreased. In elementary school, I have a lot of memories of talking to my friends on the phone for hours. Great memories, not as good as in-person hanging out with friends, but still good. But it's definitely a step down from in-person. And now, today, the main method of communication is texting. Another step down in quality. It's like the crumbs are getting smaller and smaller. A friend who you only speak to through messages is just not the same. There is no comparison to a real-life, in-person friend. But because we have these little crumbs to hang on to, it can sometimes feel like we're doing okay. We're not that bad. In fact, we're surrounded by people. On our Instagram feed and in our YouTube subscriptions. They're all around and they're funny and they're relatable. They're just like you. They can feel like your friends. But eventually you snap back to reality and you realize that these people are not really fulfilling relationships and ultimately you might be alone. Related to that point, I think that these parasocial relationships and influencer obsession is leading to a side effect of unrealistic expectations of your actual real life friends. The people who are served up to you through the algorithm are probably almost perfect for you. They are 100% entertaining, they are never boring, and they're never talking about something that you're totally uninterested in. Because they came through the algorithm. They're tailored to you. But friends in real life cannot live up to that standard. They're just normal people. They're sometimes boring, and they're never gonna live up to like a storytime TikTok level of entertainment. At least, not all the time. You'll have some things in common with your friends, but some things you won't have in common. And sometimes you'll have to listen to your friends talk about topics that you don't really care about, but they do, and that's part of being a good friend. But now people are so used to, as soon as they hear someone talking about something that they don't care about, you can just scroll past it immediately. But you can't do that in real life. And it also makes us feel pressure to act as the ideal friend. And this is something I really struggle a lot with personally because I think that unless I have something to say that is really funny or entertaining, I should just be quiet. It's like I'm editing myself in my mind because I want to live up to the standards of these people around me and I want them to think that I'm interesting and cool and funny. But because I'm a regular person and I'm not that way every time I have a thought, I get to the end of the night and I realize I've only said 5 words the whole time, and that doesn't really help me when it comes to making friends. On another point, I want to talk about family a little bit. Since we're at home more often, that naturally leads to spending more time with family compared to with friends. If you're at home, you're probably with your family, especially when you're young and still living with your parents and maybe siblings. But even knowing that, I still was a little surprised to find this article that shows young people today are spending even more time with their parents than parents and kids of past generations. But it got me thinking about helicopter parents today, and I know it's a stereotype, but there's something to be said about our grandparents telling our parents when they were kids, oh, just go out and play and come back when the streetlights come on. And I'm sure that type of childhood had its drawbacks, but the very beginning of making friends is going outside and seeing the neighborhood kids and talking with them and playing with them. I've been getting some family and like parenting type of content in my feeds lately. No idea why. And it's really freaking me out because I'm seeing like more and more moms, particularly since they're the type of people who are putting out these videos, bragging about how restrictive they are with their kids, especially from a social perspective. Like if their kid wants to hang out with their friend, they can't go over to their friend's house. They have to come to your house so you can keep a watchful eye. And sleepovers, too many sleepover TikToks that I see of moms bragging that sleepovers are 100% not allowed. And I know it's probably coming from a safety angle and they're concerned about their child being unsafe at a sleepover, but you have to realize that this style of parenting is robbing your kids of social interactions and developing deep friendships when it comes to having sleepovers, which is a huge thing when you're young and when you want to hang out with your friends. Missing out on that is not helping the social struggles that Gen Z had. I had a best friend for many years growing up, and her mom was rather strict. And we lived within walking distance, but every time she would walk over to my house, as soon as she got there, she had to call her mom to let her know that she was here. And it didn't stop us from becoming friends or anything. Obviously, we were very close for many years, but it was just kind of this like unnecessary embarrassment. And before every time you want to go hang out with your friend, it starts with this. It wasn't a great social lubricant. It didn't really help, but I guess these days parents just don't want their kids to be lubricated. On kind of that same topic of family, I have been noticing a value shift that starts with parents teaching their children and extends now throughout adulthood as Gen Z reaches like the working world. Of course, parents want their kids to make friends and have good social connections, but there is a value being pushed even harder to focus on, and that is success, achievement, money, maybe even like fame. That's what's becoming more important. And of course, you can have many values in life, but when you take extra time to focus on one, you have less time for the others. And that's what I feel is being encouraged to focus on the path to success from a young age. Starting from school age, school and school activities like extracurriculars, they were it when it comes to making friends. And they still are. But it's harder now to focus on using school and school activities for friendships when you're in four AP classes and you're the captain of the soccer team. And you're working on planning what colleges you want to get into because just getting into college isn't enough anymore. You got to get into the best. And also, so many teens are like starting sticker businesses from their bedrooms now. Teenagers of the 80s and 90s were not doing all of that. There is so much pressure nowadays, like, especially for Gen Z, getting into college is now the expectation. A bachelor's degree is the new high school diploma. It's expected. It's the baseline. And I'm not saying that being involved in extracurriculars is a bad thing. I actually think extracurriculars are great, and there's a lot of studies to support that. It's just that it's too many of them, and the vibe of them has shifted to be more about achievement and success rather than developing friendships. Like, I want the basketball team to be about meeting new kids in your grade and starting to hang out with them because you happen to be on the basketball team together. Not about your parents screaming from the sidelines when you're not at the top of your game because the scout from the college is going to be coming next month and you got to be better. These structured activities are putting success and competition at such a high importance that I think the social aspect of them is getting diminished or maybe even lost completely. I do feel a little bad for parents though, because I want to cut them some slack. They're just reacting to what they're seeing around them, how they're seeing society develop. Having a normal job is getting harder to get, and it's not enough anymore. You need more money to survive. You need to be successful. You can't just plan to graduate high school and get a degree as a mailman and support your entire family for the rest of your life and then end up with a big fat pension. Those days are behind us. So I understand to some extent why they're pushing their kids to prioritize this success and money over socializing with their friends. But because of this culture shift, it has taken away practicing building friendships and talking to people away from Gen Z in a more chill, relaxed environment, and from the very start, made it harder for them to make friends. It's also shaped now their adult values to put having money over having a really strong social group. I'm not a sociologist, but I have to point out what I see as the connection of this prioritizing success and the rise of alpha males and girl bosses nowadays. They're everywhere. People are starting younger than ever to build their own businesses, and normal jobs just feel less acceptable. And you can even see this like reflected through media. If you look at the jobs that were shown on TV about normal, regular people, like Friends or Seinfeld, they were like a barista and a copy editor and a paleontologist, like nothing crazy glamorous or raking in loads of money. But now you look at the new TV shows, and a show I grew up watching was Modern Family. And the whole premise of the show is this is an extremely normal, average family. But the jobs that they have in that show, lawyer, big rich CEO, fancy business owner. The people in that show are rich, and that's being portrayed as normal and expected. In fact, in iCarly, which was another classic show of my early teen years, the whole premise of the show is young teen girl has her own business. And of course, friendships are always going to be a storyline. And they always will be. But I do feel that career storylines are a little bit higher up than they used to be and more glamorous and focused on making the big bucks. And in real life, like in Friends, if you're living in New York and bouncing around from job to job like Phoebe was, you are going broke maintaining a friendship group. It's really hard to build friendships and spend time with them and spend money on those activities with them if you're living paycheck to paycheck. That's an area that feels very non-essential and can be cut out of your budget if you're struggling financially, which a massive percentage of Americans are struggling. Work is a lot like school in the sense that it's probably where you make majority of your friends, if not all of your friends. And if for whatever reason you work remotely or you just don't click with your group of coworkers, you are shit out of luck. We are spending more and more hours of our week at work, so you have to rely on work to try and make your friends there. But if, like I said, for whatever reason you can't, you're in big trouble. There is this expectation to work so hard, I think even more for millennials than for Gen Z, for little pay, and work so many hours and get a second job and have a side hustle, and people are getting exhausted. How are you supposed to be like this friendly, pleasant person to be around at work when you're so tired from working all the time? Overworking is making it harder for us to make friends. And even like our hobbies, which are also usually a good way to meet new people and make friends, we're now encouraged to turn that hobby into another stream of income. It's not just a hobby anymore, we're turning it into work. But you're more likely to meet new people and make friends about your shared interests if you're going to like a crochet club in your area or a video editing club, compared to if you're turning that hobby into a side hustle and you're spending your time building up an Etsy website and reading articles about how to sell crochet online or how to video edit alone at home in your room. There's no other people around to make friends with that way. So, with all of that said, what should we do? Because the side effects of loneliness and not having friends are pretty serious, and it seems like we're going down that road. I may not be the most qualified person to give advice here, but I will give it a try. To go back to something that I was talking about early on in the video, is we need to just practice going outside and talking to people. That's step number one. Instead of ordering a new sweatshirt that you want online, go to a store or two and just be in the presence of other people and make eye contact with them and maybe smile at them. Say a few words here and there if you're feeling comfortable with it, or talk to the cashier. Look at other people and give them a nod. Acknowledge their existence. Or you could talk to your Uber driver. Just a couple sentences, nothing big. Just get yourself warmed up and feeling more comfortable with being in public and speaking to others. Another recommendation, again, involves going outside. That's step one, is joining something. And I know this is really scary. You're just going to have to grow some balls and just do it. And I wish I had a better explanation, but you have to just do it, and you have to go back at least 2 or 3 times. And if you still really hate it and are really dreading it, then you can just stop going. But you never know. There could be an extrovert there who is just waiting to adopt you into their circle. Or if there's not, then at least you pushed yourself to try. A similar thing, if someone invites you to go to something, some sort of social gathering or event or just a hangout, just go. I am socially anxious. I'm afraid of talking to people, but if someone invites me to something, I go. I say I'm gonna go, and then I actually do. I show up. Worst case scenario, you feel awkward for a couple of hours and maybe leave early. But best case scenario, maybe you meet someone there who you think could really become a good friend. So that's my thoughts for today. If you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up, and thanks for watching.